House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's March. Can't you tell by the weather? It's March 4, 2015, the 35th day of the session. Deadlines. Today's the last day for third reading. And tomorrow, just not a deadline, but just be aware, tomorrow is tours of the Jonah building. There will be people available to give tours. I don't know how all that's going to work. We'll find out, but figure on doing that tomorrow. I hope everyone will go have a look at it. Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Dayton.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman. Harshman, Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jennings,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Kirkbride,
here.
Croker,
here.
Krohn,
here.
Larson Lloyd,
here.
Larson Dan,
here.
Lindholm,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton, excused, Paxton,
here.
Pelkey,
here.
Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz,
here.
Summers,
here.
Steinmetz,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
Harshman,
here.
59 present, 1 excused.
The prayer of the day is offered by our own Chairman Harvey.
Thank you. Please join me in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are so grateful for the opportunity that we have to come down here and to represent the people of Wyoming. We are grateful for the opportunity that we have to meet in this big building that is so rich and full of history. We're grateful for the stewardship that we've been entrusted with to take care of the needs of the people of Wyoming. We ask thee, dear Father, to keep thy spirit with us, that we'll be able to, in these last few days, remain friends, that we'll be able to have civil discussion, that we'll be able to accomplish thy will and the work of the people. These things we humbly pray for, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please join in the... Journal Committee report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 3rd, 2015 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Schwartz, and finally by Representative Steinmetz.
There's no doctor and there's no nurse today, so don't get sick. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me recognize our clerical staff. Today is our last day of the session, and would each of you please stand as I read your name so that we can see you individually. First of all, Yvonne Quintel. Yeah. Pat Camillo. Yeah. Lynn Davis. Sandy Allen. Bob Jansen. Shirley Dickman. Janet Forsman. Esther Moore. Gwen Vines, and Dick Royce. Thank you all very much. I think you can tell from the enthusiasm how much we appreciate everything you've done for us. Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 63rd, it's not very often that we get kids from our districts that are close to here hiking down here to see what we do. In the South Gallery balcony and the West Gallery balcony is Alta Vista 5th grade for Mr. Vrain. Please welcome them to the house.
Representative Throne.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
I would also like to welcome Alta Vista because those are all kids from House District 11. And thanks to all of us, they will not be taking SAWS this spring. And I'm sure they're quite happy about that.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just wanted to give everybody a report. I went and visited with John Patton last night. He says he's looking a lot better than he has and felt a lot better in the last couple days, but I told him we'd been praying for him and thinking of him, and he couldn't resist Senate File 8. He had to know what was going on with it. But he just appreciated everybody's thoughts about him and could use all that encouragement and prayers. So I think it's positive. Thank you.
Good. Representative Blackburn.
Privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
In our north balcony, we have law enforcement here to protect us through the day. My esteemed Sheriff, Laramie County, Danny Glick.
All right. Here are some joint conference committee assignments. House Bill 65, Harshman Chairman, Miller and Stubson. Senate File 133, McKim Chairman, Barlow and Kirkbride. Senate File 130, Larson Chairman, Lockhart and Summers.
Right, we are at that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Senate message number 328, joint conference committee report 1 to House Bill 11. Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Representative Stubson. I move for joint conference on message number 328 to House Bill 11 and ask for your favorable vote. What happened is that in House Bill 11 is a distance education bill, and the Senate took out the 14 people that we had in it, and so we then said, well, let's de-appropriate it, so we took out the money, and that's what you're seeing as the appropriation there. I'd ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak on the Joint Conference Committee report? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So can I just ask, I haven't had time to pull out the bill, what remains in that case of no committee and no funding?
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the Vice Chairman? Vice Chairman Northrup.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I should explain that. The WDE, the department's going to do it, and so therefore it's held internally within the department, and they didn't want the input from us.
Okay, we are on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 11. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow. Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, excused, Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton, excused, Paxton,
no.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 8 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 11. The next Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 81. Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move Joint Conference Committee Report, message number 359 to Senate File 81. And members, when we got together with our brethren from the other side, they felt pretty strongly about Section C in the bill. We deleted that in committee number 8 on this side, but we did add at the end of the sentence that unless a viable private sector solution does not exist. So that was the section that dealt with Homeland Security and counties establishing a policy to include private sector partnerships. We also talked about some of the larger cities. There's not a private sector that's working on this program there. We thought some of our smaller counties probably would have a difficult time doing that. But all 23 counties do have county sheriffs. Then we kept in on our second reading amendment, Romanette 4, that says, a statement of local resources available to support ongoing operations of a Lifesaver program. And in Section F, we kept in from committee number 2, amendment for startup costs associated with contracting for purchases of response kits, and that the monies only go for that. We kept out the training, and that was Section H, and that's about it. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I urge your aye vote.
Any more discussion on Joint Conference Committee Report 1 to Senate File 81? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 81. Majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup, Northrup,
aye.
Patton, excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Edwards? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 81. The next conference committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 100. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move concurrence on the conference committee report regarding House Bill 100. Ladies and gentlemen, you recall this is a reporting request, or it's a reporting bill on projects that were paid for with the 10-cent fuel tax. We had a meeting over there, and they explained to me why they did what they did in these amendments. The first one is a sunset, and they set that at 2020. And that seemed reasonable, and it should have been sunsetted before it went over there. The last one deals with revenue and expenditures from the 10-cent fuel tax had to be reported, which, of course, is kind of trivial. The other one in the middle is language that I didn't update, I guess, because I didn't know they had this footnote. If you get your budget out to page 31, there's a footnote that makes reference to language on line 13 when they talk about for purposes of maintenance, construction, and reconstruction of state highways. And what I had done is put the old language in when I wrote the bill, and that was in a footnote that expired last year. So the other thing that was wrong at the, when they crossed out, let's see, from, let me find my bill here. Yeah, if you go to line 10 on the bill, on the engrossed version, they put a period after transportation. And the other reason they put that in there is you'll see on line number 11, that sentence asks to prepare a report. And then you get down to line 13, it says prepare a report again. So we don't need to ask in two sentences in a row to prepare and provide a report. So that's all there was to it. I don't see any harm in these amendments, and they didn't either. So I would urge your adoption of this report.
Any further discussion on the Joint Conference Committee report? Okay, we are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 to House Bill 100. A majority of the members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 to House Bill 100. We are at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I move the consent list consisting of the following bills. Ladies and gentlemen, the list is a little bit shorter than yesterday, so you might want to take note. The bills are as follows. Senate File 3, 51, 55, 74, 85, 91, 98, 99, and 126. And now that you all have your pencils out, I'll do it one more time. The consent list is as follows. Senate File 3, 51, 55, 74, 85, 91, 98, 99, and 126.
Is there anyone wishing to remove any of the Senate files from the consent list? Okay, the reading clerk will please read the bills.
Senate File 3 from Senator Burns, an act relating to public health and safety, be enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 51 from the Select Water Committee, an act relating to water development, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 55 from Select Water, an act relating to water development projects, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 74 from Senator Rothfuss, an act relating to supplemental at-risk financial assistance for summer school and extended day programs, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 85 from Senator Scott, an act relating to the Long-Term Care Choices Act, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 91 from Senator Rothfuss, an act relating to charter schools, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 98 from Senator Landon, an act relating to school athletics, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 99 from Senator Bebout, an act relating to professions and occupations, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 126 from Senator Hicks, an act relating to water quality, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Baldwin. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 3, are there any changes? Wilson? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 51, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 55, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 74, are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Moniz, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 16 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 85, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 91, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 98, are there any changes? Swanitzer Dan, aye to no. Throne, aye to no. Pelkey, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Piperinen, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 5 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 99, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 126, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Greer, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate Files 3, 51, 55, 74, 85, 91, 98, 99, and 126 have passed the House. We are now at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage, and it appears as though some folks have had some time on their hands. And the first bill for our consideration is Senate File 8.
Senate File 8 from the Education Accountability Office, an act relating to educational accountability, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are amendments. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 8 and ask for your favorable consideration. And this really does just two things. There were a couple places where the Select Committee and the JEC were jointly charged with reviewing these issues and coming forward with proposed legislation, and I just added some language in one of those to make sure that they matched up and that it just provides that the committees will be meeting together and adopting those recommendations, just to make it clear. The more substantive part of the amendment is found on page 10, and it relates to the issue of the approval of improvement plans. And you'll remember, I think our education committee did some really good work in narrowing down the requirement of improvement plans to looking just at those schools that are not meeting expectations. The problem I have, however, is that the language as it's currently written allows 3 years to go by before anybody outside that school really has a thumbs up, thumbs down on that improvement plan. And remember that the way it's structured, the school still has a tremendous amount of authority in the process. They are the ones that draft the improvement plan. They are the ones that, analyze their problems, what are the best ways to deal with those and bring them forward. But I think at the time when you have a school that is not meeting expectations, you need to be able to have a third party say yay or nay, to say if there have to be if there's hard decisions that have to be made, and in order to get that school back on track, you need to have somebody that's able to do that. And as we have it right now, that can't happen for a period of 3 years. And as I said, when we talked about this on General File, that's a long time for our kids, and for some of our kids in some of our schools, that's their entire career in the school. And I don't want to be writing off an entire generation of kids in a school before these issues are being addressed in a serious way. So I'd ask for your aye vote. I think it's a modest change to what we've done to the bill, but I do think it makes it better.
Discussion on the amendment. Chairman Zwanzer, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just for clarification, Mr. Speaker, at least on my, unless I got a corrected copy, but on my yellow sheet, it says to the engrossed copy. And the Second Amendment goes to the substitute bill. As I read it, these corrections actually go into the substitute bill and not, so I would hope that that would just be a technical correction with your ruling. I just think it needs clarification, though.
Chairman Zwanzer, the chair will rule that third reading amendment number 1 is actually to the substitute bill number 1, the language and gross copy notwithstanding.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and that's my first time, and I won't have a second time.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'd like to divide the amendment. Lines 1 through 3 as Division 1 and 4 through 11 as Division 2.
The chair rules that that is divisible, and I presume, Representative Summers, you'd like to proceed on Division 1 first?
Oh, let's do Division 2.
Okay, Division 2.
Division 2, Mr. Speaker, I think this is a good change and just makes it consistent in the document.
Hang on a second, Representative Summers. Do I have this correct? Division 2 is lines 4 through 11?
Correct.
Okay. We're on Division 2. I'm sorry to interrupt. Please proceed.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, on Division 2, basically this just clears up language, makes it consistent, so the meeting between the Joint Education and the Joint and the Select Committee occurs on this particular topic involved in this section. So I would support that and ask and call for the question on Division 2.
Discussion on Division 2 of Third Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 8. Question being called. We're voting on Division 2, which is lines 4 through 11 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 8. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That passed. We're now on Division 1 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 8, which is lines 1 to 3. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, I did put 3 years in there just mostly pulled it out of the hat and felt that there was some negotiation in there. This maybe took it clear down to the bottom. So, you know, vote your conscience. I'm not really hung up one way or the other, but I thought it was only fair that we should vote on each individual decision. I mean, there were two separate decisions here. So I would just ask you to do whatever you want.
Discussion on Division 1, Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been in a situation like that where the school that I was teaching at had to make substantive changes. And basically what happened is we found out that we had to make those substantive changes. We had to come up with a plan. And then we had a very short period of time to where that we had to do that plan. So I remember sitting in the cafeteria. They explained the plan, and we discussed it for a while. There was some people that were offering changes. I think you'd be surprised if I said that I was one of those. And so we get into the discussion, and then the principal stands up and says, we have to have this in to Cheyenne by Tuesday or something like that, a very short period of time. I could make an argument that 3 years is too many, and I can make an argument that 1 year is too many, but I just want the members to know what the reality is on the ground and vote your conscience.
Representative Bartle, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I just have a question for clarity for the bringer of the amendment. What we're doing here is 1 year based on line 11 is paragraphs, subparagraph 6, or it's paragraph 6 of this subsection. Look at paragraph subsection 6. That refers to another subsection, which is 4, and that is meeting expectations. So I just want to make sure we're actually including the right categories of expectations or not expectations with this 1 year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for Chairman Zwanitz or Dan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No idea on the amendment. I guess I would like someone to get up and tell me the good and the bad and not tell me they pulled it out of a hat and it might be too much, and someone to tell me they could argue either way. I guess I'd like someone to debate and tell me the substantive difference between 1 or 3 years and help this body, because it's not my area of expertise, but I'm sure it's someone in here's area of expertise. So give me some debate today. Thanks.
Vice Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So let's say that your school is not meeting expectations on reading, and so your school then falls into this category, as I understand it. I could be mistaken, but so you're in that category, and so now your school has to do something to get out of that category. One of the things that like a school in our district does is pick up a program or go talk to other schools and see what they're doing in reading and get better acquainted with a new trajectory, a new idea on how to fix that. In other words, maybe it takes some time with individual students that were not meeting expectations. You write this up and you're essentially have met the qualifications of the first year. It's the second year where you get in trouble, because if your school falls into that number two year of not meeting expectations, then you're really in trouble with everybody, including the stakeholders. So I hope that helps.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess on and against Division One, I think that just to sort of add on to what the good speaker prior just said, I guess one of the concerns I would have is with smaller school districts, with smaller populations, is that if you have just happen to have in a particular class a group of kids that are higher than average, you know, number of kids who are either special needs or just for whatever reason are not performing and up to par, that with just one year, that could have a serious detrimental impact on the district and on the school. And then giving it a three-year window at least allows for a little bit of leeway and to look at a little bit of a flow over more than just one year and, you know, give them time to try and adjust if they have a problem. So I guess I'm on and against it. Thank you.
Any more conscientious objectors? Representative Winters, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Here's just a concern in why I am against Division One. Here we have, instead of 3 years, now it's 1 year. And then I see on lines 15 and 16 that a body, someone, is then forced to reallocate existing resources for plan implementation. So now you have an outside body demanding that funds are being allocated. And it just seems to me to be a very tight straitjacket. And 1 year, there may be some small tweaks. If they've just barely fallen under the line, there may be some small tweaks that they can do, but now we're making very insistent demands on them, and I think that this is just too tight a straitjacket.
Adam, Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Because my good friend from Laramie County wants more debate, I'll actually, I support this amendment. You know, it might be that 2 years is better, and I suppose we could try and amend it and say two, but I really think 1 year is appropriate. You know, if a school has had a long history of being successful and they have one bad year, this process is flexible enough to deal with those circumstances. But I think the good Speaker Pro Tem is absolutely correct. You know, 3 years out of, you know, if that's your third to sixth grade year, then you're going to end up in junior high and perhaps not being prepared like you need to be. So, you know, 3 years is a long time in a child's education. I think we need to focus on the students. I think we're a little too focused on, you know, maybe concerns about interfering in the districts. And the way this is structured now, it's a very flexible process so that the school boards and the Department of Education work together on a plan that meets their specific needs. There's nothing in here that says what the plan has to be. The plan is going to be tailored to a specific school and their specific needs and their specific weaknesses and their specific strengths. And so 3 years is too long, so I would urge your I vote on Division One.
Representative Wilson, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for this amendment, or this division, I sort of sat there and debated for a little while, and I think we have to decide, is our concern the well-being of the district, or is our concern the well-being of the child? And I think we really need to think of the child first. When I taught high school social studies, one year I had several students who really had about a fifth grade reading level. And I cannot tell you what a hindrance that was to their ability to read the Constitution, which is of interest to all of us here, or to read the history of the United States or anything, when they were staggering along, really about 4 years behind in reading level. And I will also just say that, and I don't know all the ins and outs of the improvement plans, but any teacher worth their salt should hardly be waiting even a year to figure out that the things aren't working for this kid. I mean, when I do a unit and I have a test and collect information from students, I ought to be able to start working with those kids, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I mean, let alone wait a year, 3 years? I mean, I just don't think we can justify that. So on and forth this division.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First time as my second time.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'd like to answer a few of those questions. First, I want to go back to the other season besides Summers that sits in this body on his questions. And that's probably a relic. Really, there was, an attempt once early on when they first developed the Accountability Act to pull in that the state may be able to reapportion funds. That language was pulled out, I think, in my first term. We kind of got rid of part of that relic. And so really there's nothing in here that would allow the state to move resources around. So the only authority that could move resources around within that block grant is the district. Now, outside of the block grant, the whole intent now behind the Accountability Act, as I understand it, is basically to find out where we need to find to provide supports to. And so it will really be those requested resources for improvement plan implementation rather than reallocation of existing. So that's where we're going to see these additional support system come in and provide support. The improvement plan, just to make everybody aware, they do improvement plans anyway. So this is not about whether a school would be doing an improvement plan. It is about whether someone other than that district, or at what point in time should someone other than that district approve that improvement plan. Those improvement plans are done. I think they may even be submitted. But who does the formal approval? And I would submit to you, and I wasn't going to stand up on or against this, but I'm going to say that I'm against this now because I kind of got forced into it. I think maybe three is too long. Perhaps two is the right number of time. But I think they should have to demonstrate that. And I don't think 1 year demonstrates that they're not doing their job. And what I would say is, who's going to be reviewing these improvement plans anyway? So there's some representative that gets appointed that's going to approve an improvement plan. Are they going to even know that district? It was told to us in committee, likely to start with, the department likely is going to make the superintendent of that district the one they appoint, because who better to know their district than the superintendent? So it may be a moot point anyway, but I get really concerned when I see that we're going to have outside entities deciding what that improvement plan is when they don't even know the district. So I think there should be a demonstration of lack of improvement. I think perhaps 2 years was right. I think if we allow it to go three, that'll be talked about in the Senate. There's going to be all kinds of horse trading likely in this deal anyway. Thank you.
Anyone else for the second time? Representative Freeman.
I'll be brief. I wasn't going to say, I was going to vote either, but I'm going to vote against it. I think one is too short, three is too long, and we can't come up with two on the floor here. The other thing is whatever the rules and regulations that come through there, from the way I read the bill, will make that decision. In the example that I gave you before, the test was given the year before, and we were there in the fall, and we were told we were in the second year. So if you have 1 year, where does that 1 year begin? When it was tested, when the report, when the improvement plan comes in? I think the representative says that this is going to be a horse trade. We might as well have a chip to where that we can do the trading in the conference committee. So I urge you to vote against this division.
Representative or Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be brief. I guess I'd still urge support of the amendment. Again, this is a collaborative process. The state superintendent appoints the representative in consultation with the local board. So it's going to be a collaborative process. It's not some heavy top-down thing coming from somebody far away. And, you know, particularly in our larger and medium districts, it's probably going to be someone local. It's not going to be some evil outside meddler unless the school board wants it that way. So I think we need to make sure we understand that the way this is structured now, whether it's 1 year or 3 years, it's not a heavy top-down hammer coming down on the districts, whatever happens. But I would still urge your aye vote.
Anyone else for the second time prior to the sponsor? Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Interestingly enough, I don't think a single person got up and said 3 years, it makes sense. We had unanimity from the microphones that 3 years was too long. What we did have is just leave it the way it is, cross your fingers, and hope it changed sometimes. And I would just ask you, vote on the bill that's before you and the amendment before you, and let's fix it now. And I go back to, you know, long, long ago when we first started this process of education accountability, and what was the whole purpose behind it? It was to improve the schools in our state, to ensure that kids, whether you're in a small school or a large school, wherever you are, that you get an education that is world-class and that prepares you for life in a global economy. And so, you know, looking at that purpose, I would say that it's furthered by being by ensuring that action takes place sooner rather than later, that we have these improvement plans that do get a third look over, that do get approval. You know, you can think of a circumstance, for example, you have a grade school and they're just not doing well in reading, and they come up with an improvement plan that doesn't even contemplate tutors for those kids that are struggling during reading. And, you know, in this, under this plan, you could have that go on for 3 years before somebody figures that, before somebody can finally say, no, you have to have tutors. You have to develop that program to improve the performance of your students. And I think what the good minority leader said rings true. This is, the way that the, our education committee has fixed this is, it's a good fix, but it does ensure that it's a consultative process. On page 9, the representative that's appointed to review these plans is done so in consultation with the local board. So you've got somebody that the board signs off on that's looking at these plans. And you have the school that sits down and analyzes their problems, and develops the plan that they should that gets okayed or not okayed. So I would just say, you know, if we are going to be true to the purpose of this bill, which is let's push for more improvement in education, let's move this down to the 1 year and ensure that we don't have these lengthy periods of time before real action takes place.
We're voting on Division 1, which is lines 1 through 3 of third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 8. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Chairs in doubt, all those in favor, please stand.
Thursday,
Division 1 to third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 8 has passed. We're now on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 8. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is going to be succinct and pretty quick. If you turn in your bill to page 24. Oh, also, I'd like to move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 8. Pardon me. So turn to page 24. On line 15 is what we'd be deleting with this amendment. And basically, this comes down to necessary for continued employment. We're talking about school district employees, your superintendents, what have you. Those are district employees. What we're attempting to do here is just clean up the bill, really. The state can't mandate that somebody gets fired or a district employee is no longer can be an employee. So this is just a cleanup. I'd ask for your favorable aye vote. Thank you.
Discussion on the amendment. Vice Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a local control issue. That's what this is coming down to. Are you saying that your school board and is in charge of your school district, or is the state board and the associates thereof in charge of your school district? And so these people that are the superintendent and the school leaders, if they're to be fired by somebody, it really should be by either the superintendent as school leaders, or the superintendent should be by the board. Thank you. I'm in favor of the amendment. Thank you.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, I'm in favor of this amendment, but just to let everybody know, there's no authorization anywhere that would allow the state to determine employment in the district. This is just an issue of cleaning up the language so it doesn't appear that that's the case. There's no, we went to the good lawyers in the back, and there's nowhere in the Accountability Act that would allow the state to decide who could hire the administrators or fire the administrators. So, you know, I think it's just a semantics, but I can't see a reason not to do it. So I'll support the amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for the second time prior to the sponsor? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 8. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 2 has passed. Senate File 8, having been read 3 times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Esquivel, aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik, Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbright,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 43 ayes, 16 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 8, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 8 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 9.
Senate File 9 from Senator Boobat, an act relating to the Wyoming Right to Farm and Ranch Act, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
We have some amendments. Representative Escobel.
Senor Speaker Pro Tem, I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 9. And supporting for granting driver's licenses to immigrants. Licensing immigrants improves public safety. Ensures that everyone who drives has a license to improve road safety. Once undocumented immigrants are eligible for licenses, they will come forward for training and testing, which will ensure that they know how to drive properly and understand the rules of the road.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Allen. I would suggest that this amendment is not germane to the bill. And I'm going to rule that the objection is well made and that third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 9 is not germane to the bill.
Oh, well, I guess we don't like to eat.
The next amendment for our consideration is third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 9. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move second third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 9. I would ask this body for its favorable introduction. As you know, this is on our state legendary critter, which this body on this side of the building has passed 4 times now. And I think because it had such a low number, we were expecting for this time the other body to hear the bill. And throughout the session, I was informed that they were getting to it until I got an email from a certain member of that body, whose name may or may not be on this bill from the other body, that told constituents and certain elected officials they weren't hearing the bill because it wasn't worth the time and didn't rise to the dignity of the body over there. And so I thought because this is a great bill that we would make a friendly amendment in this side of the House to add the state legendary critter to make sure that he or she, gender-neutral language, because the state legendary critter has no gender, can roam freely across Wyoming, and that would not be inhibited by the right to farm a ranch because our state legendary critter comes first. And I'd be
Point
happy
of order,
to end.
Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chairman Northrup.
For reasons already given, I believe that this is not germane to the bill.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, if this said any species, including the sage grouse, it would certainly be appropriate to the bill, and I would ask for your ruling on this.
I will rule that the amendment is germane, though obviously that ruling can be appealed if anyone so desires to the Rules Committee.
I would invite any further comment or discussion, but I know there have been some frustrations in this body with some of our bills going weird places in the other body, and this might be a time to vent your frustrations if you so feel the need.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Just a question for the bringer of the amendment on the Latin name for the legendary critter and the basis for that.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just urge the body to vote no on this amendment. I want to go home.
Okay, the question has been called on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just as a classical history major, I made sure to include the gender neutral of the Latin in the name of the state legendary critter. And so that is correct.
Okay, we are on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 9. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 9 has failed. Division having been called, all in favor, please stand. All the noes, please stand. Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 9 has failed. We are now on third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 9. Representative Burt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I just couldn't resist. I bring to you third reading amendment number 3 and would like to move that amendment to Senate File 9 at the time. For those of you who haven't seen it in your tray, I'll read it because I think it's a perfect piece of prose to go with this. And fits very nicely with the right to farm. Notwithstanding any provision of law, the right to farm marijuana for commercial personal use as provided by in Wyoming Statute 1135-101 shall be forever guaranteed in this state. And then we just do a little renumbering. And I would stand for questions. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Representative Allen.
Thank you. I would submit to you that this is this amendment is not germane to this bill, and I would like a ruling.
I'm going to rule that it is germane, given that it does talk about farming, irrespective of the merits, but certainly you can appeal that. But anyone else to comment on third reading amendment number 3? Okay, question being called. All those in favor of third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 9, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 9 has failed. Division has been called for. All those in favor, please stand. The next bill for our consideration. Oh, yeah. Actually, we may want to vote on this one. Senate File 9 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Burkhart. Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik, Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
no.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
yep.
Pelkey, Petroff,
no.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Esquibel, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 22 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 9, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 9 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 56. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
Senate File 56, from Natural Resource Management, an act relating to public lands, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
We have a few amendments. Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 56 and ask for your favorable consideration. And Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I would like to divide this amendment. Division 1 being lines 1 through 9 and 15 through 26. That would be Division 1. And Division 2, 10 through 14. I believe that's correct.
Say that one more time.
Okay, Division 1 would be 1 through 9 and 15 through 26. Division 1. And Division 2 would be lines 10 through 14.
Okay, I find that the division, it is divisible.
Thank you, Mr.
Which division would you like to speak
on? Division 1 first, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Division 1, I want to take the appropriation out, $75,000 now, I believe, is what the appropriation is. And they wouldn't have to, the Office of State Lands Investment would not have to contract with somebody to do this study. They could do it internally. So I'll just walk you through the bill there. Page 1, line 2, it would say Office of State Lands and Investment shall study, delete Commission A, then put a period after include on line 5 of page 1, and then delete after include, or excuse me, a semicolon, then delete providing an appropriation and providing for an effective date would still be in there. Still on page 1. Office of OSLI shall delete commission a study to address and insert study. And then on page four, lines 13 through 15, delete the Office of State Lands and Investments may engage the services of research or consulting firms as necessary to carry out the purposes of this act. Then on page 5, delete all of section 2, and then renumber section 2, or section 3 would now be section 2. And the reason I want to do this is I think we can do this internally with the Office of State Lands and Investment. We can get the ball rolling. Why do we want to hire a firm from who knows where, and who knows what their, you know, who knows who's going to choose that firm to do this research? And so that is why I wanted to just pull the appropriation out, let the Office of State Lands and Investment look at this. And they could contact the federal agencies they need to talk to. And if it looks like we're going to go somewhere with this, then, yeah, then maybe we can go on with a plan to hire a firm. And that's what I want to do with that portion of this amendment. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I'd stand for any questions.
Okay, we're on Division 1, Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and not that I usually take issues with your rulings, but can remind me real fast what you ruled the division was?
Division 1 is lines 1 through 9 and lines 15 through 26, and division 2 is lines 10 through 13.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I guess then my only comments would be I didn't necessarily, from the presentation of the first speaker, it's the first division deletes not only the appropriation, but it also It must be me, Mr. Chairman. If that tracks, I will sit down and review my notes, and maybe I don't have the engrossed copy of the bill. Sorry.
Representative Kasperi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. On and against the amendment, Division 1. You know, the appropriation is necessary for the Office of State Lands to do the work that's being asked of them by this body. So there is a fiscal note. We have whittled down the appropriation a little bit, and I think it's appropriate that we keep the money in there so that when we do the study, we have all of the information that we need to make good decisions about land management. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in the conversation in committee when the Office of State Lands was talked about having the responsibility for doing this report, and there was numerous inquiries to them regarding how they would get this information and where it would come from. They were going to try to use the aggregate of other states that have done similar reports, try to find out authorization issues that other states have run into with federal lands, but they felt that the and that's why we kind of whacked that appropriation a little bit, is because they felt that they could do it for that lesser amount, but they did, but the need was there. And so I'd urge you to reject this First Amendment.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. On and against the Division Number 1, you know, again, the Department of State Lands is the proper agency to take a look at this study. They already manage a lot of state lands in Wyoming. They're going to need some help understanding the nature of other assets that relate to the public lands in Wyoming, whether the public lands are controlled by the federal government or the state government. So we need to give them this little bit of help. It's had a haircut already, so just defeat this amendment.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and against this amendment, in that this has been a practice that we've had going. It's not been very expensive, and it really addresses one of the things that we need to know and know better. And so if you take the funds away and say it could happen inside, that's not probably accurate, because we need to have a special focus, and we also need to cover the legislators' interaction with the department. So I would urge your defeat of the proposed Amendment 1.
Anyone else for their first time on Amendment 1, or Division 1, sorry? For your first time, for your second time prior to the sponsor, Representative Kasperi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. And I would also just include that this is not just a whim of Wyoming. This is an important study that other states surrounding us are doing it because of the impacts of federal lands on our state operations. So it's just an opportunity to do what many other states are doing and to take a look at what it could mean for Wyoming. So I urge you to defeat this amendment and support the bill.
For your second time, Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sure many of you, like I, have received a lot of comments in opposition of this. And one of the ongoing questions that you, or comments that you get, is we can't afford to do this, and we don't know how to administer these lands. And they point out all of these things that we can't do, but the reality of that is nobody knows that. Nobody knows if we can afford to do this or not afford to do this. Nobody knows whether we can administer these lands currently administered by federal government or if we can't. And that's the intent of this study, is to look at that and to bring back some definitive answers that we can move forward and make educated decisions on. So again, I'd urge you to defeat this First Amendment and to support the bill.
Anyone else for their second time prior to the sponsor? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I finally figured out the amendment, and I have the correct copy of the bill now. And on and for the amendment, because I think everything I've heard is what we've been doing for 10 years, and I've heard all those testimonies before that we seem not to know where the federal lands are or where our state lands are and how much money and This is going to be the end-all, be-all of studies for $75,000 that we're going to contract with an outside agency. I mean, if you look at what the good legislator from Southwest Wyoming passed out, you can see how much we pay most of those people in state lands investments now, and they certainly have the expertise. So why we be commissioning a private study from a researcher consulting firm for only $75,000, A, would be my first thought that for what I hear being mentioned on the floor that we have to address and have to study, I don't think $75,000 is going to do it unless we're hoping the other body and conference raises that back up. But I do think we have this land inventory. You know, we've spent the last 3 years, the State Lands and Investments Department has gone through all the state-owned lands and had a big kind of comparison and accumulation of what the state owns in relation to what the feds own. And I just don't see anything we're doing in this bill for $75,000 for another study that, A, we don't already know, B, we haven't already done, and C, that we're going to get anything new or good or appropriate for the very small amount of money. I think our neighbor to the southeast, the Beehive State, I mean, they've spent millions doing the same thing to inventory their federal lands, and I would argue we know that we have more federal lands in our state than they do, and they've spent $2 million, if not more, by this point over the last 4 years, and we're going to do the same thing they've done for $75,000. And I just don't think we are. So maybe this is another step to have another study that we can file on the shelf. And being on the State and Public Lands Committee for 8 years, I have a copy of all those studies that we've done since 1976, and they have all the maps over in state lands of where the feds land is and the state land and how we do it. But I mean, if everybody else wants to spend $75,000 for something I think we've done five times at this point, certainly the will of the body, but I think it's a pretty good amendment. And let the bill go forward. Let the actual agency that we task in the state to do this work do the work, and proceed as what's the word? Follow the course. Thank you.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. On and against the amendment, again, the Department of State Lands has not done this particular study. We did, the Department of State Lands did look at the state lands that were managed by themselves and, frankly, a lot of other agencies. They didn't even have a good inventory of that a few years ago. Now we've got a better idea of what's going on. This is just to look at, you know, what it would cost to manage the federal lands here in Wyoming. We need to do this. It's a step in the right direction. It's part of the overall task that's going to probably take a decade or more to accomplish. Is Wyoming better off managing our public lands, or is it better off for New York and Washington, D.C. to manage them? Your vote.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I'm not opposed to the study. I just want to make that perfectly clear. That's something we can look at. But agency after agency, we give them appropriation and we take it away. And I think they have the expertise to do this, and I just call for the question.
Okay, the question is on Division 1 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 56. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
That division has failed. We're now on Division 2.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. All Division 2 does is, I just didn't like the word, a pledge to maintain. So this will delete, on page 2, line 11, it will delete a pledge to maintain and insert, this is how it should read, the continuation of all existing public access to the lands for hunting, fishing, and I inserted grazing, and recreation, and the rest of it. Stand for any questions.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I'd like to divide that amendment, that section, and I do so seriously. Lines 10 and 11 would be section 2.1, and 12, 13, and 14 would be 2.2, and I'd like to start with 2.2.
Okay, the chair's rule is that is divisible, and you want to proceed on 2.2 first?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would like to proceed on 2.2.
Please proceed. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I wasn't sure if I had the green light yet. Anyhow, I think adding grazing is a good idea, regardless if you like the language change. I just wanted to make sure the grazing got included and wasn't defeated if you were against the language that's in the other part of this. So I encourage you to add grazing to this, and that would be it.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I was looking at dividing this also because I kind of like the language I guess 2.1 is where it says a pledge to maintain. He's striking that and insert the continuation of all existing. I think that's okay. I didn't like adding additional terms because there's a lot of additional terms that frankly need to be added. So I think if we add just one, there's a lot of others that we could add. We added them in our other bill that made it through the House. We tried to make sure everyone was covered, and I think we got them covered. Just adding this one word with some of the existing words that are already there, I'm not for sure that's sufficient. So I'm going to vote no on Division 2.2, which I think is line 13.
Representative Summers?
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, thank you. I really appreciate the bringer considering grazing, but the one concern I have is public access to the lands for grazing. Okay, right now, does that mean everybody in the public will be guaranteed access to graze? We have a long-standing, there's a long-standing set of priorities for how that grazing occurs and who has those permits and how that's all entitled and how those are transferred. And so I'd be a little bit concerned that the entire public would have access to grazing.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Kasparik.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. And, I'm going to vote no for both of these. We did a lot of work on this, and we're starting to muddle it up, and I just think we need to keep it clean. Vote no on both of these divisions and let the bill go through. Thanks.
Anyone else for their first time on 2.2? For their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Blakeman.
I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to push back on that last statement. We did a lot of work on this. This was from the Select Federal Natural Resource Committee. I got an email a week before the session started. Now, granted, we were going to have another meeting, and we never had it. So we never really discussed this bill at all. Got an email a week before the session. You vote aye or vote no. I voted no. So the pretense that we did a lot of work on this in committee is false. In fact, I'm not even sure if it was correct to send an email and say, let's sponsor a bill for this committee. I guess it was because I voted no, but I'm in support of both of these amendments. Thank you.
Okay, we are on 2.2, which is lines 13 and 14. All in favor of that division signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Division 2.2 has failed. We are now on Division 2.1, which is lines 10 through 12. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Vote no.
Anyone else for their first time on 2.1? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I'd say vote aye. I don't understand how you're going to make the person commissioning the study to make a pledge on these things, or whoever we commission to do this study, they're going to come back and somehow in the report say we're making a pledge that a private company is going to make the state take the pledge. I don't understand the word pledge. I certainly understand the intent and why. This probably comes back to, if somebody had a committee meeting and really talk this out, we would have probably taken that word out because it just grammatically doesn't work, and I guess maybe someone can explain why the plan that a private company proposes is going to somehow have a pledge in that plan on behalf of the state, or they're going to make the state pledge on the Department of Lands. It just really, truly doesn't work or make sense to me, and so I like the language proposed, and I haven't talked to the sponsors, not like we're collaborating on this one. I just don't think this bill was really worked that well, and words like this shouldn't be in there. So I would say go ahead and move the amendment and vote in favor, and the language, for no other reason than the language is better, to adopt this amendment.
Anyone else on 2.1 for their first time? Anyone for their second time? Chairman Miller?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. On and against the amendment. Let's just leave it alone. We had some good language in that other bill, you know, recognizing all valid existing rights. If I could amend this comment in there, I would do it at this point, but I'm not going to. Let's just vote no and get the study done, and we're going to come back next year or the year after that with some more legislation to continue this process.
Anyone else for their second time? Representative Blake?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. The good chairman got up at the first part of this, said he liked the language, the continuation of all existing, and now he has changed his mind. I urge you to vote aye on this, and I'd appreciate your vote. And I call for the question.
We're on Division 2.1. All in favor of that division signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Division
2.1 has passed. Division being called for. All in favor of Division 2.1, please stand. Division 2.1 has passed. We are now on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 56. Representative, or Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 56 and ask for your favorable consideration. What this amendment does on page 1, line 12, we're just saying that before we spend $75,000 for a study, that we're going to check to see if these federal agencies even have the authority to enter into management agreements with the state. On page 4 of the bill, we talked about things that are not included in the study, wilderness areas, national conservation areas, land administered by Department of Energy, Department of Defense, Bureau of Indian Affairs, Fish and Wildlife, and National Park Service. So I think that only leaves BLM and Forest Service non-wilderness. There may be more, but the point is it doesn't leave very many agencies to check in with to say that, hey, before we do this big study and spend all this money, are you able to even enter into these agreements? And so with that, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I'll stand for any questions, and I encourage your aye vote.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, has the governor come out with this idea to look at possibilities of the state administering public lands? We know that the federal agencies already have a responsibility through the federal regulations to administer those. What we're trying to do is see if it's feasible and then have the ability to work with those agencies to change the laws that would allow the states then to administer over these public lands. I think to put this type of restriction or to make this requirement in the bill just doesn't make sense for the intent of the bill. The intent of the bill is to look and say, if everything was in place, do we have the ability to administer these public lands by within the administrative levels of the state? And So we realized that if we found out that we could, then we would have to start having negotiations with the federal government to see, to show the cost savings to the federal government and the improvement to the state, and to change those requirements and allow the state to administer those federal lands if it ever got to be that far. So I think that this amendment really isn't necessary, and it doesn't do the bill any favors. So I'd encourage you to defeat this amendment.
Representative Kasparek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. And again, just resist this amendment. This bill is just studying, finding out how we can do it, what the cost would be. It's premature to add this kind of language into the bill. So resist the amendment and support the bill.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and against the proposed amendment, I think we want to stick with the bill that we was worked on, and it's kind of a continuation of where we started a number of years ago, and that was, among other things, to look at, is there an opportunity to help manage some of these public lands for the better use of Wyoming? And part of the reason that we have not put in the billion or hundreds of millions of dollars that other states have put in there is we're keeping an eye on that, and this gives us a chance to stay in touch with what happens there and see how it applies to the state of Wyoming for our benefit in the future, and give us an approach to taking advantage of what we learn. So I urge your defeat of the amendment and for the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? For first time, for your second time prior to the sponsor, Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would just say that to be fiscally responsible, before we spend this money, we should just make sure that this is even a possibility. It's one small step before we begin the study, and I urge your aye vote.
Okay, we are on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 56. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That amendment has failed. We are back on the bill. Senate File 56 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Gayton,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparek,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone, Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 42 ayes, 17 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 56, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 56 has passed the House. Representative Pelkey.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. This is a very personal one for me. Three of us in this chamber had the dubious duty of writing eulogies and obituaries for our mothers this year. And one of the things that struck me when I was writing my mother's is that she was a single mom who brought over 3 kids to a new country and did a fairly good job, aside from that one that turned out to be a lawyer and a politician. So I had two sisters and a mother in the house, didn't have a real positive male role model until my mom went to the United Way. And they have a program known as Big Brothers. And got a pretty good guy. He's a hell of a skier, cherry farmer from Michigan, a union baker, was a good friend of me when I was growing up, and we are still friends. So I would like to introduce my friend and my big brother, Wentz Kolarik, from Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the House. We can only imagine what would have happened had you not invested time in Representative Pilkey. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 57. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
Senate File 57 from Appropriations, an act relating to school facilities projects, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Vice Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. There is, I'm going to move third reading amendment number one to Senate File 57. And finally, got an amendment that I think that we can live with, because what we've done is said that expended after the, well, let me read the whole thing to you and then we'll get it. On page 21, line 13, it starts out, the amount appropriated under this paragraph shall only be expended after completion of a comprehensive statewide assessment of all school safety and security needs and compilation or prioritized list of school safety and security remedies based upon uniform standards and guidelines. The School Facilities Commission, and everybody can read here so you understand what we're doing, is we're going to go ahead and get the list first. It's going to be compiled. It will be worked by the School Facilities Commission, and then School Facilities Commission shall provide the Joint Appropriations Interim Committee and the Select Committee on School Facilities with the list, and so that everybody has a chance to see the list, has a chance to see what's being prioritized, and what the items are that are prioritized and why they were prioritized in this manner. And so with that, I move this amendment and vote and ask you to vote aye.
Representative Gurr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. For the body, I'm looking at this, and this is where I was trying to get. So I think this is a good amendment. I got the language to where we are. We can look at the full study, the full assessment, come back and make sure we apply the dollars where they can be best used. So I'm going to vote in favor of this amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Okay, question being called on third reading amendment number one to Senate File 57. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That amendment has been adopted. Senate File 57 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Allen. Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow. Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn. Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No. No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Allen.
Aye.
Burkhart. Would you please clarify? I had a trouble hearing. Thank you. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 14 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 57, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 57 has passed the House. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Are there any committee announcements?
Mr. Speaker, there is. Your Republican caucus will have lunch in
B63. Vice Chair.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Yes, sir.
The Thursday morning legislative prayer breakfast will have its final meeting tomorrow morning at 6:30 at the Egg and I. Guest speaker this week is Chaplain Dave Hall of the Wyoming National Guard.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Conference Committee, House Bill 121 at 1 o'clock in H8.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. The Minority Party Caucus will be meeting in the basement east conference room of this building on adjournment. Lunch is provided, and it is an open public meeting.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Conference Committee on Senate File 130 today in the minerals room upstairs for the House side upon adjournment.
All right, the House will stand in recess until 2 p.m.